I know. You know, this was the case when resting wasn't that restful at all. I mean, I love my family, but they can be a lot sometimes. Very energetic and excited, and especially ever since they met you. It's like they're trying to advertise me and themselves as a really good pick, you know? Like, mentally praying that you don't run away or something. But I think they end up doing quite the opposite because they were doing the most today. I'm so sorry. Aww. Well, that's because you're way too sweet. Come here. Oh, I think you still got my grandma's lipstick on your cheek. Sorry. You know what? I'd rather kiss your lips instead. She didn't get there as well, right? Oh, well, she can. She's affectionate. No, okay, please. The last thing I want you to think about when I'm trying to kiss you is that. Okay. Yeah. I missed this. You know what? It's a good thing you didn't park right at the front door. Oh yeah, we would definitely have an audience then. Well, now you get where my weirdness is coming from, right? Exactly. Oh, I hope you really mean that, because they kind of want us to visit them again around Christmas, maybe? And yeah. Oh, well, no, you're really too sweet, you know that? You totally are. You are. Thank you. I missed that. Hey. Tired? Well, I can drive us home tonight if you want. Oh, of course. I don't think that's a reason at all. Or maybe someone still doesn't trust me with their car. Thank you. No, I get it. It's okay. I was joking. Yes. So now that we finally have 2 hours all by ourselves, what do you think we should do? Well, I mean, yeah, we're driving home now, but I kind of missed you and our alone time. Alone together time, I mean. I just know that if we don't come up with something right now, I'll probably pass out. No, no, I missed you too much. And I don't want to. It's too late. And I don't want to make you drive alone in the night. I want to be there with you. Yes. Well, how about truth or dare then? I know it's silly, but who cares? It's only us. So? Truth or dare? Playing it safe. Okay. So, after a whole weekend around my family, and 2 dinners later, I want you to be honest with me and tell me, who's a better cook, me or my mom? It's not a tricky question. No, it's not. Well, okay, it's a bit tricky, but it's also really fun though. You should have seen your face. Come on. I won't get offended anyway. Yeah. You can be honest with me. Yeah. Okay. No, it's totally okay. I told you. I would actually prefer my mom's cooking over mine as well. Yeah. Over anybody's, actually. Yeah. See, that was fun. Nothing to worry about. You're safe here. Now, my turn. You know what? Truth. Oh, come on. You didn't have to use your truth for that question, you know that, right? I mean, I tell you anyway. And yes, I think they really liked you. And I mean, I know it. Literally everybody was sending me those meaningful glances. Like it was some eyeball dancing contest or something. Yeah, they really liked you a lot. So, you don't even have to worry about it. Wanna ask me something else, maybe? I mean, it kind of feels like you wasted your chance on something I'd share with you anyway. You sure? I don't mind you asking me another one. Okay. So, we want to get right into it now, huh? Well, okay. I just didn't expect you to turn 180 like that. So, I was thinking about that a lot. Every time I took a shower. And at night, since we weren't sleeping together. At our family dinner. Oh. Well, when I placed my hand on your thigh, I thought it was pretty obvious then. Oh, I was certainly not focusing on whatever new remodeling projects my cousin's got going on. So yeah, I was thinking about it a lot. Because I missed you a lot. So, truth or dare? Well, actually, I don't think you can pick truth 2 times in a row. Yeah, I think there is a rule for that. Well, if there wasn't, then anybody would pick truth and the game would stop making any sense. Oh, don't worry. You'll leave it to me. I'll make sure to come up with something that will let you keep driving all while executing your Oh, I'm serious about that game. Okay, let me think. Do you see this drive-thru? Yeah. And you'll be able to pull over there now, right? Great. Then, I dare you to get us ice cream. Oh no. It's not that simple. It never is. When they finally give it to you, I want you to ask a person who works there if they usually prefer to bite their ice cream or lick it. What? That's a normal and completely innocent question. Well, my nephew asked you that the other day. And he's like 9. I'm sure it was pretty innocent. You got some dirty mind. Yeah, well, because some people prefer to lick. And others like to bite. And I want you to find out which one of those two the person at that drive-thru prefers. Nope. That's my dare. That's why it's called a dare in the first place. Sometimes you need to find courage to do that. And honestly, it's not even that bad. The worst outcome there can be is they would think you're flirting with them. Yeah. Come on. No, sorry. You have to. Blame the game, not the player. Thank you. Bye. Oh my god. How old is this man? Honestly, yes. I was expecting to see some young girl or guy blushing into oblivion after that question, but this? I feel like he had a moment of serious contemplation. Oh my god. Oh, look at his blushing here instead. Baby, it's alright. You've done swimmingly. But I guess we might need to change our number plates now. Just to make sure we don't get sued or something. Okay, my turn. Dare. Come on. What kind of sweet revenge it's gonna be? Yeah, I'm not afraid of your dirty mind. I'm kinda trying to unleash this side of yours this whole time. If you haven't noticed already. So, what it's gonna be? Intriguing. Alright. I'll try to be patient for you. How much longer, though? Okay. Are you taking us somewhere in particular? Alright. No. Take the lead, love. I love it when you hold my hand like this. Well, now that's interesting. So tell me again why we parked here. To hang out. You know, it's just, we're at this empty parking lot at night. I'm pretty sure I've seen a horror that starts just like that, actually. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm fine with that. I am. I was just wondering what you would ask me to do next. Yeah. What my daring action would be. Or maybe you just want to drop me off here after what I did to you at the drive-thru. Leave me all alone in the dark. So, which one is it? Oh, guess I can breathe out now. So, you let me stay here. Oh, thank you, baby. Oh. Well, yeah. This is comfy, but I'm still not used to your car. All those cool things that you can do with the seats and all that stuff. That was quite unexpected. Okay. Hey there. Who are you? No. I don't mind that one bit. Keep going. But, hey, what about my dare? Are we going to just forget about it? Forget about what, what I was talking about again? my dare. For 5 minutes? Oh, I can do that. Oh, I would gladly do that for you, baby. Just let your clumsy girl get to you first. Oh. Oh, I'm told you I'm clumsy. But you find that adorable. Don't you? Know that is how I want you to see me right now. But I'll switch that perception. You sure about that? Oh, okay then. Last talking. Let me show you instead.